Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving. It's my 18th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day program, and we got another hour after this one. We got a couple of outstanding individuals who are going to be joining us. We got Ken Davis, one of the historians in our Brain Trust. Ken's the Don't Know Much About History guy. He wrote all the books, the Don't Know Much About books, including and several others, I might add. And he's going to be here to talk to us about Thanksgiving and sharing some ideas with me as he does on all the other holidays. Pretty much we just did a Veterans Day program with Ken a month or so ago, actually not even a month ago. And then in the second half of the hour, next hour, Bob Dillschneider, one of my favorite people on the planet, very smart guy, great American, and an absolute patriot. Someone who feels the way I do, and I think probably the way you do, about this great land that we're in. And so he and I always enjoy a visit on Thanksgiving. I love having him share his thoughts, his wisdom with you on this Thanksgiving Day. So he'll be up. That's Ken Davis and Bob Dillschneider up in the next hour. So look forward to that. Folks, one of the things, I was talking about immigration, and I was saying that on this day of Thanksgiving, and recognizing that Thanksgiving was first celebrated by a bunch of immigrants who had just arrived on the shores of the Western Hemisphere, the northern half of the Western Hemisphere, and they were greeted and helped by another group who had come here to the northern half of the Western Hemisphere, but thousands of years before. And even though they'd been here, they were here when the Ingles got there, as they called them. When the Ingles came ashore, the Indians were already here, the Native Americans were already here, but they too were immigrants. And so truly, America is, we are all immigrants. And so now we've got this scenario where President Obama has taken some steps recently. He signed an executive order that basically gave some extra status to a certain group of immigrants, of undocumented immigrants, illegal immigrants, some people say, maybe a little politically incorrect, but I think that's the correct nomenclature. And so these are mostly the parents of the Dreamers, the parents of the children who were born here, who for whatever reason, the children are American citizens, but the parents may not be. And it works out that of the 12 or so million undocumented illegal immigrants in America, there's about 5 million or so who fit this profile that President Obama's executive order takes into consideration, includes them in this executive order. Well, it's when he did that, he created a kind of a different, another class of, another level of citizen status. Maybe I shouldn't say citizen, but another level of status in America. And it still remains to be seen what that's going to mean. The states are concerned that these 5 million people are going to start being a burden on the taxpayers of their states with regard to health care, with regard to assistance, things like that. These people already have jobs. If they were going to work, they already have jobs. But there's one other thing that research has shown. When something like this has happened before, because they didn't have any kind of a legal status, they may have been capable of more job, assuming a higher a more sophisticated job, but they didn't do it because it would have brought them out of the shadows. Now that they may be able to come out of the shadows, another thing that could be happening is they could start applying for jobs, going up market, so to speak, into newer, into better jobs. And that means that they could be competing with more Americans. So look for those kinds of things. These are some of the things you're going to be seeing as America continues to struggle with as a nation of immigrants in the 21st century. And but the bottom line, folks, we should still all be thankful for America. If you're American, you're thankful for being an American. And I think if you're not an American, you should be thankful that America exists and that there still are Americans who mostly care about you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.